On this tape, I'm going to introduce you to the second meditation practice, and this is called the Metta Bhavana, which means the development of friendliness. I've just got one or two general pieces of advice before we start. First of all, if you've decided to give meditation a try, why not do it properly? Why not give your practice the best conditions for success? I expect it's obvious that you need as much peace and quiet as you can get to meditate undisturbed. But it will also help very much if you practice at least once every day. And if possible, that should be at the same time every day. It doesn't matter when exactly you do it. It's just that if you're regular, progress in meditation will come much more easily. To see if meditation is right for you, I'd suggest giving yourself a month to experiment with it. After that, you can review any progress that you've made. And then, if you decide that you'd like to take up meditation seriously, you'll need some personal guidance. This tape can't tell you everything you need to know. So then's the time to find out about Buddhist meditation classes in your area. It isn't just that you need to learn more from an experienced teacher. It's also important that you find support and encouragement by getting to know other people who meditate. The other general piece of advice is to learn to become more aware, both in meditation and outside it. When you're meditating, of course, be aware of what you are trying to do. Keep reminding yourself that you're focusing on the breathing or developing friendliness. But also, be aware of what is happening inside you. Notice your feelings. Notice your emotions. Notice your thoughts. And notice your body. Be aware of how you are holding yourself, how you are moving, and what you are actually doing physically. If you can be aware in all these ways outside meditation too, you'll find that you're much better prepared for when you sit and meditate.